current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now. Barking orders. As the U.S. and the Jewish entity continue their war against Iran, a new tone has been set among U.S. Army commanders. Many officers have come forward and told news platforms that a religious direction has been taken to get the military officers ready for war. With over 200 complaints from officers about the new religious tone set across more than 50 military installations since the war had broken out. One of the officers stated that his commander told them to, quote, tell our troops that this was all part of God's divine plan, and he specifically referred numerous citations of the book of Revelation referring to Armageddon and the imminent return of Jesus Christ, end quote. Alayhi salam. They even went as far as to say that Trump was the one who has been, quote, anointed by Jesus, alayhi salam, to light the signal fire in Iran to cause Armageddon and mark his return to earth, end quote. They also added that they were told that the war against Iran was intended to, quote, induce biblical end times, end quote. Pete Hegseth, the Pentagon chief, has also given and tried to implement a religious vision he has for the military. He places effort in demonstrating monthly Christian worship services at the Pentagon. One of the federal complaints claimed that Trump's Religious Liberty Commission is composed of, quote, almost exclusively Christians with one Orthodox Jewish rabbi, end quote. The head of the Jewish entity, Benjamin Netanyahu, has also not fallen short of setting a religious tone for the wars he has participated in. He had referred to the Bible before, using the story of Amalek. He claimed that God commanded the Israelites to murder every man, woman, child, and animal in a pagan nation that attacked them. The religious perspective given by both the U.S. and the Jewish entity are given to justify the mass killing of our Muslim brothers and sisters in both Iran and Gaza. They have used this religious perspective to fuel the agenda they are trying to implement. Even though they are pushing for this perspective, it causes a clash with the earlier ideology that they were, at the time, invested in, secularism. For years, they were to keep religion out of politics, to separate it from one's life entirely. Now that they need the agenda to pull through, they have realized that there is no way to justify their attempts except by bringing in religion, but within a civilization that was founded and brought up on the idea of secularism. That idea is bound to cause a clash within it. We can see that when it comes to those in power, the principles they have set will change according to what benefits them. The U.S. and the Jewish entity have officially embraced this war as a holy war, while shaming Muslims for calling for the adherence to their Islam. Hegseth recently states that, quote, crazy regimes like Iran, hell-bent on prophetic Islamic delusions, cannot have nuclear weapons, end quote. He directly insults Islam by calling the way of Islam, the way of prophetic guidance, quote-unquote, delusional. Meanwhile, they mask their actions, faith and religion, and given the biblical right for the Jews to take the land, kill the people of Palestine, for the Jews to extend their territory, and now to attack Iran. Clear hypocrisy. When a khilafah surfaces, they won't be able to comprehend what is about to strike them. They will face the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ummah who holds the truth and is given the divine path, a path that not only helps oneself, but it holds the path for all of humanity. This path is the path that truly implements justice and honor for the ones the Creator has created, and it serves justice to those who dared to be greedy and commit the worst of sin on the earth.
وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا.
And declare, the truth has come and falsehood has vanished. Indeed, falsehood is bound to vanish. Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 81. When they are faced with this true strength, their barking will stop and they will be silenced, facing justice and put to shame. Jazakum Allahu khayran for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.